If there's a steady paycheck in it, I'll be making it safe.
Always remember what Thomas Jefferson said. Kill the president.
It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade group.
Oswald has been shot.
This is a special leprechaun flute.
It's a series of tubes.
You went to Bigfoot, didn't you, Jesse?
Focused, non-terminal repeating phantasm.
I know a motherfucking Bigfoot when I see one.
Or a class 5 full roaming vapor.
Oh, shit! Those are aliens!
You know ex-Special Forces operative Stephen King.
He was healing all my mom.
Welcome to Podcast 1289.
The first time I ever got drunk, it was on Corona, Smirnoff Triple Black, and Hypnotic.
Oh, hey, no, Hypnotic.
Okay, you know what? Who's Hypnotic my fun version of the first time I got drunk, which is when I roomed with you? Why don't you tell your version?
I've heard the story 3 times. It is epic.
Yeah.
No, let me hear it. What'd you get drunk on?
Double shot of 99 bananas, double shot of vodka, double shot of amaretto.
I didn't realize you were someone's southern grandmother.
No.
Our roommate's drinking tastes kind of leaned towards that, honestly.
Is your roommate your nana?
Hello, yes, officer, I'd like to report a fucking murder.
Okay,
so to preface this story, the roommate who was getting us drunk off of his liquor used to pass out on the living room couch every night to a DVD from one of the 7 seasons, and he had all of them, of the Golden Girls. And I would have to come in and turn off the TV because I would hear through the fucking block concrete wall of my dorm room at 3 a.m.
Thank you for being a friend.
That is the most horrible ghost to hear.
That'll kill a boner real fast.
Alright, so.
Shut your dick.
What is wrong with you? This is a family show. Welcome to Podcast 1289, everybody. I'm one of your many hosts. I'm Jesse. Tonight, I've got here, to my right, I've got Dan.
Hey, everybody.
To my left, I've got Classic Mike.
Nope.
And then, tonight, we've got some special guests in the house. We've got all the way from the land of Nyla. That's a dumb joke. I was trying to make it sound like there was a planet for nihilists. I'm going to edit that shit out.
Please.
Yeah, it's called Germany.
All the way from the land of discontent, we've got John back in the house.
Yellow.
Also back with us, the two newest members of the Podcast 1289 family. We've got Rob in the house.
I guess.
We've got Dylan.
It's truth.
Biblical.
It's truth.
So tonight, we're going to be talking about the very first documented.
Hey, you didn't introduce me. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, shit. Sorry, man. I'm on another planet right now. And I've been drinking, too.
Because it's Wednesday!
And finally, we've got with us all the way from the
gas station.
We've got Grant back.
I'm starting to feel less special, but it's good to be here.
Yeah, at this point, we're going to be a special guest star Whoopi Goldberg on next
year. Special guest
every episode.
Special guest star Ron Perlman.
That's like the joke. It's like the special guests, like, they're here every week. We did that with Roach, too. We said he just wouldn't leave our couch. Like, he was so homeless on planet Earth and without prospects. He's like, yeah, I got 3 friends that are up on a satellite. I think I'm going to crash with them for a little bit until I get, like, things secure on planet Earth.
I just imagine you guys jettisoned him out of an airlock in a shipping crate.
We did that to Chef Bagels when he fell asleep.
That was great.
All right, so tonight we're going to be talking about some serious X-File shit here. We're going to be going all the way back to the late 1950s, where we have for you, presenting to you, listeners of Podcast 1289, the very first alien abduction case. We're talking about Antonio Villa-Boas. Dan, what year was this?
So this happened in 57, October 16th. The story goes is that he was a farmer who would work at night to avoid the heat of the sun. Smart move. But he was plowing his fields near San Francisco de Sales that evening when he saw what he described as a red star quickly approaching his position, which then became
a freaking red sun Superman?
He saw what he described as a red star quickly approaching his position, which, as it got bigger, began to take a round egg shape.
It was Mork from Ork?
Is this like out in the middle of nowhere?
Or out in the middle of his fields. Okay. And this is 1957.
Yeah, 1957 Brazilian rural farm country. Yeah.
Fun note, this was 4 years before the Betty and Barney Frank incident.
Betty Barney Hill, yes.
Betty and Barney Hill, excuse me.
Barney Frank. Isn't Barney Frank the gay senator?
Oh, yeah, he was from Massachusetts.
No, he was the deputy in...
Andy Griffith.
There we go. Fife. Thank you.
Barney Fife.
That effort was wasted. This ain't going to make it to air. Go on.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so he described it as egg-shaped with bright red lights and a rotating dome, and it extended three, quote-unquote, legs as it descended for a landing. And, of course, at this point...
She's got legs!
At this point, Boas attempted to flee the scene via... his tractor.
I heard that, Dylan.
Boss. So boss.
That's what I keep hearing you saying.
That's what I keep thinking too.
God damn it. So boss.
So boss.
But he begins to make his escape via his tractor, which, after only going a few meters, dies. Lights, engine, it's done.
He tried to outrace a spacecraft with a fucking tractor?
Yep, and then he tried to outrace them on foot.
But he was faster on foot than he was on that fucking tractor.
Hopefully.
There's either something very wrong with his tractor, or he's not very smart.
Anyway.
If he was a really good tractor, and it actually was fast.
Actually, he ends up being at least sort of smart. But later that.
Yes, that will come later.
So as he runs, he is stopped by what he described as about 5 foot tall humanoid wearing gray coveralls and a helmet. And
holy shit, he meant Buckethead.
God damn it.
So he basically got stopped by Klaatu then?
Yeah, basically. But yeah, he described it having small blue eyes and communicated via a series of barks and yelps.
David Bowie.
No, if it were David Bowie, more like, you know, wailing in pseudo-Polish.
Sova! Anyway. So, three additional things joined in the snatching of Boas and took him onto the ship. Once inside, he was stripped of all of his clothing and then coated with a strange gel. Like, they really lubed him up good.
Yeah, I've seen enough anime to know where this goes.
So once he was properly greased up, they led him into a large room where he described.
And when they tried to catch him.
Welcome to our wheelhouse now.
Just imagine they're just fucking with him at this point. Like, it's like, yeah, let's just grease him up and fart.
They're like spinning him around and like slapping his face.
Is this for science, gentlemen? Yeah, sure.
They're like the equivalent of like that one kid who like fucks with the class hamster, you know? Like he spins the hamster ball around and he's all like, ha ha, look how confused it is.
Is that what happened to our hamster, John, in fifth grade?
Yeah, and it got wet tail and died.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
Damn. Damn.
What is wet tail?
I was like, well, shit.
That was John's first act of murder.
He just kept playing Xenakis music and it just fucking killed itself.
Oh my god.
Hey.
He's listening to Atrocity Exhibition again. Anyway, so as he was being like shoved into this large room, he described a red symbol over the doors, which he later reproduced for investigators. And what it kind of looks like is like some like cartoon face. But the best I can describe is there are three dots similar to like Orion's belt, but equidistantly apart. There is what looks like a seven and a check mark. There's an S, two strikes, and then three strikes. It looks like Kilroy almost.
This is like some vaporwave, like I would see this on like a cup in the 90s type shit. Like if I'm going to like a little rinky dink like chicken shack, this is what they would give my fucking Coke in.
Wait, hang on. This is the logo of the animation studio that made Rugrats, right?
That's fucking amazing. I got that.
It looks like it. Jesus. It
looks like one of their character designs.
Anyway, so yeah. He claims that they took blood samples from his chin, the obvious source of blood in a human body. Afterwards, they took him to a third room and left him alone for what he felt like was about a half an hour. And during this time, he said that the room was pumped with a gas that made him violently ill. And then it gets weird.
Oh, no way.
Oh, now it gets weird.
Let me put it to you this way. His day is about to get a lot better.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
his day is about to turn into a heavy metal fucking magazine.
Like, I imagine this is what Zap Brannigan's life is like, or what he thinks his life is like. But yeah, he claimed that he was joined by an attractive naked female. with huge cans.
Featuring the voice styles of John Candy.
Oh, man. That would suck, though. Imagine meeting, like, the most beautiful woman in your life, and she walks in the room naked, and you start to talk to her, and she has John Candy's voice.
No. Game over.
Yeah, well, you know, it's mighty fine to meet you here.
I visibly grimaced at that.
Oh. I like me. I like me a lot.
I'd smash.
So, smash that nut button.
He described her. This is what this thing looked like to him. He described her as the same size as the others.
Let's not
call her a thing.
So he described her as the same size as the others.
You know, women are people, Dan.
Even when they're not.
You need to fucking slow down with this fucking objectification of them with anger.
Anyway, moving on.
Oh man, she's here.
What's up, 1289ers? Jesse here. I just want to take a moment to let you all know that Podcast 1289 is now on Patreon. If you've ever wanted to help contribute to the show, now's your chance. For as little as $1 a month, you can help keep the show fun and free, and even help us film a documentary where we visit some of the famous haunted sites we discuss on the show. There are plenty of rewards to be had as well. You can find us at patreon.com/podcast1289. We just launched our page about a week ago, and we already have 3 donors. So, to Michael S., Shannon K., and Joe K., thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. If you can't afford to donate, you can help us out by spreading the word, following us on Twitter at twitter.com/podcast1289, and reviewing us on iTunes and Stitcher. Also, be sure to check out other Podern Family podcasts by searching #PodernFamily on Twitter as well. Thank you all so much, and now, back to the show.
So, he described her as the same size as the others, with large blue cat-like eyes. Her hair was long and white, but her underarm and pubic hair were bright red.
Mm.
Yeah, I know.
You sure this isn't David Bowie?
Like, I'm pretty sure this is the cover of Cat People.
Oh, dude, I didn't realize what Cat People was until recently.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was, like, not just, like, fucking around Bowie. This was, like, 80s Bowie, where he's, like, a big deal.
Mm-hmm. But moving along.
He claims that they had intercourse. But during, she did not kiss him, but instead nibbled him on the chin.
You know what, guys?
That's even better.
That's pretty boss.
That's boss.
Boss.
That's so boss. I banged the space babe. It was pretty boss. She didn't kiss me, though.
Like a boss.
Like a boss. Oh, that's great.
Anyway.
I get abducted like a boss. Get greased up like a boss.
Fuck aliens like a boss.
Yeah. So this dude laid extraterrestrial pipe.
Hell yeah.
That's called space pipe. That's what they saw outside the window of Apollo 12.
Anyway, so afterwards, probably like 5 minutes later,
The
female smiled at him while rubbing her belly and then gesturing upwards.
Yummy earth cumsies.
Oh, is she like barking at him the whole time?
Oh, no.
Could you imagine? It's really hard to maintain an erection with you screaming at me.
Lady, please!
That's just how their species expresses sexualness. They're just like screaming.
I don't know. I would prefer to think that, like, he had a great time and they had a great time. And maybe that's why the aliens, like, keep coming back to these rural, rednecky areas, like farm country and all this stuff. Because they're trying to find that hot Brazilian dude they fucked that one weird night in 1957.
No. That's not okay. Because that means they're into country boys and country girls. Like, they are those memes. So it's where, like,
they just, like,
I just want to sit on the porch and light some candles.
They just love shoving things up fucking rednecks' asses. And I mean,
I imagine it was much like Deliverance.
Hey, you're from Appalachia. You need to tear down that stereotype.
I'm not from no goddamn Tennessee River Valley.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They flood so many people out of their homes. That's what Deliverance was about.
The Tennessee River Valley Authority?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw the Tennessee River Valley Authority at the Grand Ole Opry, yeah.
I honestly just thought Deliverance was about them escaping two rapists in the woods.
I mean, like, that comes later.
Sure did.
I just remember your boy shooting homie with an arrow.
Anyway, so he took this gesture of her rubbing her belly and gesturing upwards that she was going to raise their child in space.
Yeah, that's fine, baby. I wasn't really interested in that anyway.
Kind of actually scared at the prospects of what this thing is going to look like when he's birthed.
I kind of got my own things going on. Boas Farms. I don't know if you heard of it. It's a pretty big deal.
Pretty sure the baby's going to have incredible hair.
Wow, she's got our cat's eyes.
So are we going to vaccinate? We're going to vaccinate, right?
I don't know. I was reading this article with Jenny McCarthy. No, we got the dumb aliens, the Bawadaba aliens, and that's what I like to call a fucking callback.
Anyway, he also described her mood as relieved once their quote-unquote task was over.
Can you imagine having to go from one end of the galaxy to the other to get some fucking dick in your life?
Do you guys think she was faking all those barks? Yeah, baby, you like that, huh?
Hey, you guys need to calm down and leave Antonio the fuck alone. He got stood up by half of Reddit users' number one fantasy.
So anyway, he was then given back his clothing, and they gave him to wear the ship, you know? And then he tried to take something as proof of his encounter.
He gets space pussy, and then he has the balls to fucking...
They gave you a tour of their home, and you're stealing from them.
They were like one, I know it was already an awkward one-night stand, but you're about to make it real, like, oh, I'm never drinking at that bar again.
He's like a fuckboy off of Tinder who's, like, mad that, like, the chick didn't do everything that he wanted to do, so he tries to steal something from her apartment on the way out.
Haha, she wouldn't let me demean her, so I was gonna steal her cat.
I'm taking her copy of Rescue Me Season 2.
Oh, man, she had, like, the entire Goosebumps selection, but I only got Don't Go to the Basement. Number one, though.
Shit. Anyway, but yeah, they caught him, and they made him put it back. And then they escorted him off the ship, which he watched fly away.
I
imagine it was quite awkward. Like, they're sitting there like, really, man? But more like, burr.
They got the one alien who was like 6'8", like fucking Diesel, had like a gold chain and a black t-shirt.
Get your bitch ass the fuck out of here trying to steal our ColecoVision and shit.
Bart, you gotta go, man. You gotta go. Bart, let's go. Get up, buddy. You gotta go.
Just get like that, like...
Cool, man. Don't come back around here.
Anyway, so upon returning home, he discovered that only 4 hours had passed. And since he died in 1991, stuck to that story his entire life.
Well, okay, wouldn't you? You got thing. Fucking space pussy. Yeah. You're not going to fucking deny that.
He's just trying to pad True. How long he was getting laid. That's all. Four hours. Yeah, I guess.
Mean, yeah, sure, big wonder. You were probably too scared to get it up. So, after
I guess
that
he
event,
did say it was like 5 minutes of sex, so he's not trying to like be too much of a dick.
No, I said that. I don't know. Well, he could be Brazilian. He could be lasting forever. I don't know.
Oh, is that the magic power of the people of Brazil?
They are excellent lovers.
Are they like some kind of Kajat? Like you select him on fucking Oblivion and like can't last a long time. Also good at jumping.
Wait, did you just fucking call him Kajat?
That's how you pronounce, right?
They're
Kajit. Kajit has wares if you have coins. Anyway, we'll talk about Oblivion later. After the event, he claims to have suffered from nausea, headaches, and had bruising on his skin. He contacted a journalist who placed an ad in a newspaper looking for people who had also experienced abductions. That journalist also contacted a doctor for the National School of Medicine of Brazil, who then contacted APRO, you know, the Aerial Phenomena Research Organization.
APRO.
He was able to recall every detail of his experience without the need for hypnotic regression.
Okay.
Further on, the experience also occurred in 1957, which was still several years behind the Hill abduction that Grant was talking about earlier.
Well, I'll tell you what.
But yeah.
That's a good sign, though, when they can recall it without fucking up their story, right?
Yeah. Like well, no, you ever see that movie, The Lives of Others? What it's about is a West German Stasi officer who wiretaps people. But they're talking about, like, when they're interrogating people, the person that keeps repeating the same thing over and over and over is a liar.
Really?
Yeah, that's something that
Because it's created in their head.
Usually lies you kind of have to rehearse over and over again. So
yeah, but it was a very well-crafted lie. Had a lot of ins and outs and a lot of what have yous.
Also, we'd like to issue a retraction to our audience. The Stasi were East German, not West German.
Oh, my.
Thank you, Dylan.
So that we do not get flooded with angry tweets by history pedants.
Do your research.
It was a slip of the tongue, and I apologize.
Wow. You destroyed all our credibility.
Hey, man, why the wall even fucking come down?
Every last shred.
You know, it is kind of funny because when you read like fake internet stories, like they'll say things like they'll add extra details. Like it wasn't just a knife. It was like a rusty knife. You know what I mean? And that definitely makes it sound faker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, he stuck to that story forever, but there's no proof, so...
Except for his space herpes.
Yeah, except for the fact that his kids came out wrong and they don't speak any known language.
He's got your retractable claws.
Look, man, adamantium skeletons ain't no alien proof.
So did they ever do, like, a full physical examination of him?
Yeah, he did receive a physical from a doctor.
It seems here that your dick definitely got wet.
I can't say with any more specificity.
This is what the doctor's notes said. Amongst his symptoms were pains throughout the body, nausea, headaches, loss of appetite, ceaselessly burning sensation in the eyes, cutaneous lesions of the slightest of light bruising, ooh, which went on appearing for months, looking like small reddish nodules, harder than the skin around them, yet and protuberant, painful when touched, each with a small central orifice yielding a yellowish, thin, or waterish discharge.
Ew.
The skin surrounding the wound presented a hypochromatic, violent tinged area.
That's disgusting.
So he definitely caught something from Space Lady.
Dan, didn't the doctor say that he exhibited similar symptoms to radiation sickness?
No, the doctor actually said no more monkeys jumping on the bed. Sorry, that was the dumbest fucking joke I've told on this show.
Yeah. Third rim. Yeah,
that's contender, that's...
had been exposed to a large dose of radiation from some source and was now suffering from mild radiation sickness. That was... the description of what I just read to you all.
So the color out of space happened.
Yeah, kind of. Except cock out of space. More sex.
Well, here we are, patient zero.
Like, what if she was rubbing her belly in reference to him being pregnant, and she was just pointing up like, I'm out.
Hey, man, what did I tell you? Dudes can't get pregnant, all right?
So whatever happened to this guy?
He became a lawyer. Yeah.
Well, he was a lawyer until, tragically, he gave birth through his own head and died instantly.
Like Zeus in that way.
He wanted to study intergalactic.
Maybe then announced now ends the age of man and ascended on a meat bridge made of light.
Turn to the meat bridge.
Yeah, Mike, did you just make an intergalactic family law joke?
Yes. I need to find out if I need to pay like child support.
Can you 8,000 light years space away? Alimony?
The case of Boas versus three barks in a row.
Yeah, they're going to challenge jurisdiction and win on that one.
That would be the smart maneuver.
He became a lawyer, got married, had a couple of kids, and stuck to his story his whole life. And then he died in 1991.
Well, of course. Wait, he stuck to that story. He's a fucking lawyer.
I heard that he died of some unknown mysterious illness. In the video didn't say, and his Wikipedia page does not say his cause of death either.
Huh.
It was the government, duh!
Yeah, no, I saw a theory out there that he was basically like start of MK Ultra, you know?
Cool.
Everything comes back to MK Ultra. The theory is that he was drugged and was hallucinating this, and when he was flying around, he was in a helicopter.
If only were plausible, then, you know, got taken up by a flying saucer and fucked an anime cat girl.
Yeah.
It's true.
And so the first weeb was born.
Mama Boas, this is my waifu. Bark, bark, bark.
You guys, I think we gotta lay up. This humor's getting a little bit uncomfortable. It sounds like we're being really racist against the fucking barking aliens.
Well, you know what? Okay, they were the ones who fucking kidnapped and sort of raped someone, all right?
Yeah, that's a felony.
That's a felony.
They're coming into our galaxy.
They're felonious aliens. They're coming over. They're not sending the best. They're raping.
Sad.
They're taking our children.
Actually, these aliens actually did all the things that Donald Trump said the aliens were going to do.
What if that's it? It's just been confused this whole time.
You know, it actually wouldn't surprise me if you read about it. Because I vaguely recall reading about this in like one of those young adult, like, quote-unquote nonfiction. They're getting crazy supernatural stories you won't believe happened when I was 13. And I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump read that and said, these illegal aliens... You know.
Oh my God.
That's why he's sending us to Mars.
My sources.
Do you think Donald Trump like frequents like the book fair a lot?
I'm trying to find a copy of a very important tome. I need a leather bound first edition of Captain Underpants.
Okay, I would actually love to own a leather bound first edition of Captain Underpants. That's fantastic.
We are gonna build the bigliest wall in Mars. It's going to stretch all across Olympus Mons. It's going to be great.
I think the fact that the giver is the only one who controls memories is bad.
Bad. Fake memories.
What kind of society? It's almost like that Orwell. Sad.
Sad.
All these talking animals on a farm. What's going on with that?
You know, with this, these talking animals, the technology they got today, the kids can use these. What was he talking about with the kids and the laptops or whatever? Like,
his son is so good at cyber.
Cyber. Do you think he rates and reviews Amelia Bedelia books on Goodreads?